You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A poll released by the American Medical Association this week finds that 44% of registered Arkansas voters sampled oppose the program commonly known as Obamacare. But when asked about the current form of the Republicans' American Health Care Act as a replacement for Obamacare, it didn't do much better, as 40% of Arkansans who responded didn't like it either. However, when asked about Arkansas's Medicaid expansion program, 55% of respondents had a favorable view. In an interview with Arkansas Public Media, Dr. Joe Thompson of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement said he was not surprised that Medicaid fared better in the survey, explaining Arkansans have a much more personal connection to the program.
I think the survey reports even that 7 out of 10 voters, either themselves or a family member or someone that they know, is helped by the Medicaid expansion. And when you have people in need that are getting help, it's hard to actually have people argue against that support.
Dr. Andrew Gurman with the American Medical Association, which commissioned the survey, also commented he's not surprised at the favorable response Medicaid received in the poll.
When we talk about Medicaid, let's remember who it is that we're talking about. We're talking about children. We're talking about people who are disabled, the elderly, particularly elderly in nursing homes, and pregnant women. So we are talking about the most needy and vulnerable among us.
Medicaid, which expanded in Arkansas after passage of the Affordable Care Act, is due to begin shrinking following a decision from the Arkansas legislature last May. About 60,000 residents who earn more than 100% of the poverty line will move off of Medicaid and into the health insurance market. Legislators deemed expanded Medicaid unaffordable due to the federal government's planned reductions in its contributions from 95% to 90% by 2020. More than 400,000 people in Louisiana signed up when Governor John Bel Edwards expanded Medicaid his second day in office. Texas was one of the states that refused Medicaid expansion under Obamacare and also has the most medically uninsured population in the nation. Estimates are 5 to 6 million people. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.